Welcome to the official BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Soub. I'm the Senior Area Director for BNI the Heartland. And today we have a very special guest, one of our members in Lincoln. And we have Dusty with us. Dusty, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Living the dream.
Awesome. It's a nice, beautiful weather going on right now. Dusty is in the roofing and construction business. So been outside a lot?
Just a few days.
I imagine, right? It's supposed to cool off here, so we'll see what happens. But we're going around and we're trying to get more members involved in our podcast. We want it for your visibility and some of your credibility. And as I was going through the Power of One and the traffic light report, your chapter stood out a little bit to me. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity to get Dusty here as the current president of the chapter on a podcast. But with all BNI presentations, I want to give a little more visibility for Dusty here. So I have his bio. I'm just going to go through this really quick. So your name obviously is Dusty. The company you work for is Eagle First. Years in business, 12 years with Eagle, but 20 years pretty much overall,
right? Been doing it for a long time, high school and so on.
Awesome. And your wife is Diane. You have two children, a dog named Logan for your pet. Lived in Lincoln for 4 years, but you said that that's kind of, there's more years there, but 4 years for the most consistent run,
right? Consistently, we're now at 4 years.
Okay, perfect. Previous types of jobs, a horse wrangler. He was a hired hand at the horse track also. Truck driving, but before all that, it was a teacher, right?
Yep, I was a high school science teacher, if you need to know anything, give me a call.
I think you would make a great teacher. I'm sure it was fun. Hobbies, golf, Jeep, and woodworking. And you said you were working on a cat house.
Yes, my folks have a cat named Gimpster that is in need of a home.
All right, rock and roll. Something nobody knows about you, you were in swing choir. I was a big band geek, but I knew many kids that were in swing choir. I just can't sing very well. And key to success is honesty, integrity, and follow through. So, Dusty, we're very happy to have you on the podcast. And like I said, we want to focus on kind of the steps that you saw or the steps that you took that took your chapter. Do you know what color you started in when you took over by chance?
I'm going to say we were probably either a magenta or a weak yellow.
Okay. So a brighter red versus lower yellow there. So, well, let's dig in. When you took over as president, what did you bring as far as like a work ethic or something on those lines that you feel implemented into the chapter?
Well, I really wanted to, I guess, learning by doing, I wanted to show an example to the chapter by bringing in visitors myself as a president and just keep harping on the members. It's kind of negative, but keep talking to them and letting them know that the answer is always no if you never ask. There's a lot of people that don't know about BNI in our Lincoln area that when you explain to them and bring it up to them in a referral networking how you can get more money, more business, people like it. And just, hey, give it a shot. Come check us out. Yeah, it's 7 a.m., but what else would you be doing? Sleeping?
Or making money, right?
Yeah.
So when he says harping, though, I know I worked with your guys' chapter for about a year and a half, and the great thing is the members are very open to trying new things. Yeah. They're okay with being held accountable, I think
there
would be the positive way. Is that the positive way? One of our core values, right? So when you were looking through the traffic light report, the traffic light report, you've got absenteeism on there. Is that an area that you focused on, or how do you kind of work? What did you see that needed to be changed?
Yeah, we needed to get butts in the seats because we went through the whole visibility, credibility, profitability story of BNI and how if you're not there, you're not visible. If you're not visible, you're not credible. And how can someone give a referral to someone they don't know that well? Granted, one-to-ones are amazing and do a lot of the work, but also that weekly attendance is a key component to keep you and your business top of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's always funny. People say, oh, I got a lot of business, and they leave BNI because they have so much business. And that classification gets filled, the members get to know them, and not that they're not being truth or honest to that past member, but the visibility. Just seeing somebody else all the time, you're more likely to take your business or send your referrals over there just because you know you're going to see them. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big impact of what the weekly meeting does bring. So is there any tip or trick, the magic golden goose of getting members to come?
One of the things when I was a teacher, one of the things we learned in college was sometimes it takes more than one time saying something to get a point across. Sometimes it takes a dozen. Sometimes it takes 20. But routinely every week, I remember me and some of the other members saying, the answer is always no if you never ask. A, getting visitors in, but we harped. I said it again. We made the accountability there, that the visibility, credibility, profitability. And slowly we saw our attendance come up. And even then, even if the people were gone, the subs. And we've had some great subs come in that have looked into the group as well and have doing well.
Awesome. Awesome. And it's just showing the value.
Yeah.
And I'll admit this too. A meeting with every member there, be it a few subs or not, there's a lot of energy there. I've had people tell me, oh, that was one of the best meetings we've had in a mm-hmm. while. And in the back of my mind, I might have known that member doesn't always show up. And so mm-hmm. I'm just kind of thinking, well, you'd be surprised at how great the meetings are. Maybe you come to a couple more of them. So obviously a big thing that plays into the Traffic Light Report, though, is growth.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer there's no such thing as a successful organization that doesn't expose themselves and invite people to be part of it, being it a networking organization or a company, anything on those lines. So visitors probably played big into moving up in the traffic lights. What focus, what emphasis did you use in the chapter for visitors?
Again, the focus was more of just reminding people to ask people. We had a trade show here in Lincoln one time, and I just walked around and talked to different people and found out there was a lot of people that were members of BNI. A, I got a junk ton of one-to-ones out of the deal, but I also encouraged other people, giving them information, hey, you're probably a better fit to go talk to this person and try to get them to come visit us. And that worked. But keeping reminding them to bring people in, the answer is always no. My members know that they hear me say that every week.
Sure.
But it's one of the things where just got to keep people reminded that it's top of mind. And you brought it up with the energy. We had a great visitors' day. We had I don't know how many. I think we were over 25 visitors that day, more than the members of our chapter. But it was great. You talked about the energy. We just had a blast, and people saw that energy. We gathered a few members from that visitors day, and then it just kind of steamrolled, and we kept going, and we grew. So, yeah, it's great having a wonderful energy every week, and the Breakfast Club. We're a real fun group.
Yeah, I will admit, and because I wake up this way, I tell everybody that goes through training with me, I do, and always the energy level when I would do my visits at 7 a.m., which I like, because that's the kind of chapters I like, those high energy ones, and I'm sure that's no shocker to everybody. So with Member Success Program, we go through a diagram, which if you haven't been to Member Success Program 3, 4, 5 years, I highly recommend you go. We've changed things. There's different concepts, but it's great education. Well, one thing that we go over is a diagram that shows when you first join, you should invite the people that are in your contact sphere and you know, and then start focusing on other members' contact spheres of people you know and bringing them in, and then focusing on people that you kind of know, but they're in your contact sphere, and then ultimately finding new markets mm-hmm. to invite into your chapter. I think the first one, though, can be the most effective, inviting people that are in your contact sphere that you know. So we were talking a little earlier before we started this, and you'd mentioned something about your new members bringing mm-hmm. in new members. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've had a good influx of new members. What's really interesting is I can remember when I was a newbie BNI-er where I was semi-afraid to ask people because, A, I didn't know what all BNI was yet, but let alone the new members that we have, within 2 weeks, we've had members bring in visitors. And those visitors are then just happy to be there. They learn a lot more. Some come, some go, some stay.
Yep.
That's great. Probably one of the more fun days that we had was where a member invited a visitor. And then that visitor invited a visitor, and it was one of those things we're standing at the door, we're introducing ourselves. Well, who invited you? Well, this person. Well, we didn't really know that person very well, and it was great. It just brings more energy to your group when you see new faces in the door.
Awesome. So you know, we have the VCP concept, we have the 3+1 concept, and what I love about when we were talking about this podcast is you kind of touched on all of them. You had the engagement of the members showing up. You looked at the quality, right? How mm-hmm. are we doing in the meetings? How are the meetings going? And then on top of that, you were bringing visitors. You were growing your network. And then the third, the plus one is tell stories. And I can safely say, I want to say I've dealt with Dusty enough, but I know Dusty well enough. You're a great storyteller. And a referral you gave to me one time, which didn't actually pan out to becoming a member, but you said, oh, yeah, one of my frat buddies lives in Elk Point, and I've heard a few of your college stories. Now, we're not sharing those on the podcast, just so we're clear. I'm not going to put you on the spot by all means, but I think it's that mentality. You as a president, you're comfortable sharing stories. You talk about attendance, not just, well, it's a policy, you have to be here. You give them the why, mm-hmm. and I think that all plays into moving up on the traffic light.
Yeah. When people know what you're – know the big picture, know what you're getting at, that really helps people understand. And anecdotally, if you have to tell it with a story, it's great. I have a 2.5-year-old son. Last night, him and I just told stories to each other, just making up words, and we talked about how a snake ran into a princess and fun things like that. So it was fun. So yeah,
awesome.
We're good at winging it.
Awesome. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little, though. Did you think all of this was going to happen when you took over as president? Last October.
Yeah, almost a year. Me as a person, whenever I take over a new role or have a new thing like this, I set goals. Matter of fact, when I was education coordinator, that was the very first thing I talked about, was setting goals for the group, setting goals for the chapter, setting goals per member, what they wanted to get out of it. When I started, I wanted to see membership increase, and I knew that the thank you for closed business and referrals would follow that.
Mm-hmm.
So that has worked. The visitors in the membership total, I'd like to see a little higher, but gosh, it's been great seeing where we're at, and the new transfer of members and leadership team mm-hmm. is gonna do well. They're gonna go in with a nice fire.
Awesome. Nope, that's fantastic. And by the way, I didn't pay him to say any of that as we do get close to the transition of leadership. So, well, awesome. I think all those things are great points. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't been to your meeting in a while, you can see how important being at the meeting is. Mm-hmm. If you're taking on a new leadership role, I think, is it safe if somebody wanted to reach out and ask you questions? Is that okay? Or?
Two things I'll touch on that. Yeah, you're more than welcome to reach out, touch out. Communicate with me somehow, some way, some shape, some form. But one of the things that I found really interesting is, and Brandon didn't pay me to say this either, but visiting other chapters and seeing how other chapters work, because I've taken a lot from two other chapters that I've visited and incorporated them into the meeting and into the paradigm, the thought process of our chapter.
That's great. And no, I'm not paying Dusty to be here at all. So all great forms. We're going to wrap it up. We're hitting about the 13 and a half minute mark. Thank you for your time today, Dustin.
Oh, yeah, anytime,
I really do
buddy.
Appreciate and sharing your stories. And it's been great to see your chapter climb up into the green. And the good thing that I like to hear is I see what's on paper, but talking to you in life, you guys are having fun while you're doing it. And that's what's important.
Yeah. If you want something to do early in the morning and have a good laugh, come visit the Breakfast Club.
Fantastic. All right. Well, once again, a reminder that these podcasts are for our members. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. So, Dusty, once again, thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day today. Any traveling?
Today is office, and then I got a few inspections.
Perfect, perfect. Well, good luck with those. And for all of you out there, I look forward to talking to you at a future podcast.